There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey everyone, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Always follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Bruce Marshall coming up. Also NBA with Aaron Renning. Before we get out of here, your home for live in-play betting just got better. Introducing PointsBet, new feature, live college basketball same-game parlays. For the first time ever, build the perfect live same-game parlay only with PointsBet. Combine your favorite bets anytime during the game. You can also boost your live same-game parlay. Watch live, parlay live, and boost live with PointsBet. Sign up with the fastest book. It's easy, and you can start living your bet life in seconds. New customers use code VSIN2K to get two risk-free bets up to $2,000. Live your bet life with PointsBet. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text 467-369. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER for crisis counseling.
Okay, we'll hit the final four here and try to get to a little soccer as well as the great Bruce Marshall joins the program, longtime professional handicapper. Bruce, good morning. Thanks for the time as always. Hope you're doing well. Let's begin with the first game on the schedule tomorrow, Kansas and Villanova. Kansas laying about 4.5 total. The total has been a big conversation this week at 133 because of how Villanova should probably attack this game. Number 345 overall in pace, then a huge injury to Justin Moore. How do you see the game flow going between these two teams?
Oh, Mitch, I think it's going to go slow. The interesting thing about watching Villanova right now is they're pacing a lot more like Raleigh Massimino's 85 championship team that was playing games with score lines in the 40s and 50s throughout the big dance that year than Jay Wright's recent title winners in 2016 and 18, especially that team 4 years ago with Jalen Brunson that scored about 90 points per game, hit about 40% of its threes. This team isn't anywhere near that. Now you take Moore out of there. This really puts a crimp in what Wright wants to do. I mean, the offense wasn't working against Houston either. I mean, they only made, 29% from the floor. And Wright, without Moore, it's going to be harder for Wright to invert his offense. He likes to post up his guards when he has a chance, and Moore's a guy he does that a lot with. But he might not be able to do that. However, there is one thing Villanova still does very well, that's shoot free throws. And just in case Kansas is going to have to rally late in the game and have to foul. Good luck. You saw what Houston ran into that trouble on last weekend, and Villanova hit 15 of 15 free throws. They are about to become the all-time free throw shooting team ever in college hoops, just short of 83%. And they're still, and listen, Gillespie and Samuels and Daniels are all seniors, and you know, fifth-year seniors in some cases. And I think they slow this game down. I don't trust Kansas outside of Remy Martin. Nobody's really shooting that well for Kansas. And I'm not sure I trust Martin to have a big game either. And I know they turned that game around in the second half against Miami. Defense is very good both ways, though. 133 is way too high. First, at the under 12 timeout watch, this game's going to be like 8-8 with 11 minutes to go in the first half. I'd go under in the first half, too. And I'd go under in the game. And if you make a pick on the game for a side, I'm leaning to Villanova just because of the tough nature. Even without Moore, they're going to turn this thing into a grinder, and they are adept at doing that. And I'm not sure Kansas is going to be able to pull away in a slow pace like this.
Okay, good assessment. Good points there. How about round three with Carolina and Duke? Is this a track meet? And the first two games were blowouts. What do you think of Carolina catching the points here in a total of 151?
Yeah, it might be a track meet, Paulie. It usually is when these two teams play. I mean, it's been the last six times they've played, they have gone over, and usually well over. The two games this year did, and here's the last six score lines: 164, 178, 165, 194 in overtime, that one, 154 and 175. So they're usually getting well over this 151. Now, they normally have to go just 8-9 miles between campuses to play each other, so this time you're going down to New Orleans and you've got a suit in the dome and all that, but I still think track record here, expect something brisk pace-wise. I mentioned this last week to you guys, and I stick by it. Hubert has done an excellent job with this team, figuring out what to do, especially with Brady Manek, when he started to use him as a stretch four. And all of this sort of happened after Dawson Garcia left the team. I can't tell you what a downer Garcia was when he was on the floor. His defense wasn't that good, and his shooting was abysmal. His last six games, he was 6-for-32 shooting. Getting him out of the picture actually allowed Hubert to make the changes he needed to make. One, like I said, move Manek up high, let him be a four and a stretch four to pull him out even further. That in turn opened up the floor for the guards, and you've seen Love and Davis start to play much better since then. And the other, I mean, Baycott handles his own, he holds his own down on the blocks, and Leaky Buck, great defender. He tightened his rotations up, talking about Hubert, and this team is live. I know Duke and all the Coach K stuff, and he's made one last adjustment here. The last adjustment of his career, he has spotted the zone defense a little bit more as the tournament has progressed, and it really shook up Arkansas last week, as it did to A&M and Michigan State in the clutch. They're able to keep Banchero down low, sort of hide him defensively. And with Williams and Banchero down low, there's some size down on the blocks. And this is the best team. They got five first-round picks on this team. But North Carolina's playing great. And by the way, Coach K is only 50-49 all-time against North Carolina. So wouldn't it be so delicious for the Tar Heels if they could actually pull this off and ruin the Coach K retirement tour? I think they got a shot. And actually picked it 79-77 Tar Heels, and that's also an over. So how about that?
There you go. Who do you think wins the whole thing?
I think if you can get North Carolina plus like 550 to win the whole thing, and this team is playing as good or better than anybody in the country the past month, it's a very good bet. So usually in futures like that, you know, if you can get a decent price on a team, you think it's more fun also to take a North Carolina with a price like that than to go with the favorite Duke. I don't think Kansas, or, you know, Villanova just, even without Moore, they're kind of interesting too. But North Carolina is, that's a bet I would make, I think, to win the whole thing at that sort of a price.
Very good. Bruce Marshall from the Gold Sheet at Bruce A. Marshall on Twitter. Follow the money, Paulie and Mitch Vieson, the Sports Betting Network. Were you in action last night? And what'd you think of the NIT final with that game and the officiating?
was the most abysmally officiated game I have seen in years, and it was one ref after another. This goes back to my old argument that you don't need three refs. You can do, when I used to be a ref, we had two. You can handle a game with two. Refs try to outdo one another, and then they start making bad calls. And that's what that crew did last night, time after time again. There were things right in front of them. Traveling calls they didn't call, guys stepping out of bounds, held balls they got wrong. Listen, right before Nunji made the winning shot for Xavier, the out-of-bounds play, there was a clear held ball on that. It was A&M's possession, and the referees, then they swallowed the whistle. They didn't call anything, and that set up the last sequence for Xavier. It was abysmal. Now, it went both ways, though. I think it hurt A&M a little bit more, but it went both ways, and it was just abysmal. And you usually don't notice referees unless they're really bad. That was one of those nights that were really bad. Yep.
Premier League back tomorrow. How about some soccer picks? What do you like this weekend?
Well, in the EPL now, we're going to have to pay to go against Everton here. They've got some real problems, and you know Lampard, they've made the switch managerially. I know some Everton people, they like the move, but they're not sure that Lampard is the guy for a relegation fight. And mind you, they are in a fight. And their thought is, we're not going to save ourselves. We're just going to have to hope these three teams beneath us are worse. So the price, West Ham, David Moyes used to be the manager of Everton. So, he got fired many years ago. So I think West Ham's worth a shot. You can get a better price if you do it on the spread here. So I might do that with West Ham. There's a match in La Liga tomorrow. How about this? These teams can't win. Mallorca and Getafe. Mallorca right now would be going down. Getafe is just above the drop zone, but they're both winless in their last six. So you'd think maybe they can't escape the gravity pull of the other. But I'm actually going to recommend Getafe at home. You get a plus 115 or so.
All right.
I think this has 1-0 written all over it for Getafe. And Mallorca, the Islanders, look like they are going down to me.
Very good,
okay,
sir.
Okay, strong.
Thanks for getting up early. We'll talk to you soon. Appreciate it.
Okay, boys, have a good day. Thanks,
Bruce. Yep.
There you go, Bruce Marshall. Strong on the under in the first game.
That and also North Carolina.
Yes.
Bullish on the Tar Heels at this point.
Remember that prop they put up here before the tournament? I thought it was outlandish. Would an 8 through a 16 win the whole thing? No, it was only 230. Carolina can shock the world.
Win the whole thing. He is right. Like, who's really playing better in the last month?
Oh, he's right.
Than North Carolina.
Yeah.
If you want to say Duke, I can throw right back in your face. They just got killed by North Carolina at home.
Right. Impressive what they did against Marquette. Very well, the last 10 minutes, but great job up 25 against Baylor.
Oh, 100%. That game completely changed because of multiple factors,
and
right?
And did something no one else could do. They routed St. Peter's.
Yeah, that game was over by the 12-minute timeout.
Yes, it was. That's the thing. Now, the Baylor game should have been over, but those are three of the four tournament games that were over, should have been over at either halftime or 10 minutes in.
Yep.
Marquette was done 5 minutes in.
Oh, did
over. St. Peter's was done 5 minutes in.
Yep. Who was the Sweet 16 game?
UCLA.
Yeah, that's game. The game that they were fortunate.
Yeah.
UCLA blew that game.
Yeah. Got to be lucky.
You need one of those games usually.
You have to, yes.
This game, I can't wait for it. In terms of, I don't care about the storyline with Coach K's final game. I think it's going to be up and down the court. It's fun to watch.
If they win, the storyline Monday when we come back will be all about the Duke liability. Because I didn't do it, but there were several people who's like, well, it's meant to be. I don't want to see it. It's a hate bet. And they're going to get all the calls, tinfoil hat guy, everything.
And here we
Duke
go.
Duke in the title game. That'll be everything. And some huge bets all over
the
country.
Next.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct.
$20 bonus if you go to callshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
VSEN, the Sports Betting Network. Win Some, Lose Some is presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
Wow, winning.
Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Molly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
All right, eclectic mix as always. We start with the team that's on a sick run. Pistons money line 4-1, 16-0-2 ATS run as a dog. Who needs the stinking points? From 11 down to 9.5, they beat the Sixers.
I'm actually not surprised.
No.
They won
no
it outright. How can you be?
Yep. And I would think now, and this will be a good discussion with Aaron Rennie coming up, number one NBA guy in the world, about the, can you, it appears Philly's saying we're good. We'll take the 4 seed.
Yeah, I think so.
That's what it looks like. It's going to happen the rest of the way. Cavs Hawks over 220 up to 225, 131 to 107. What a race all over the association. The 8, 9, and 10 seeds in the East, identical records, all 40 and 37. Oh, 9 days left in the regular season.
Yeah.
Juicy. Xavier Moneyline plus 180. Came back to beat Texas A&M. NHL favorites went 7-2 straight up. All the emails and tweets yesterday. Who's going to blow this parlay? What dog is, who, what favorites go? Well, it's Calgary. Kings were plus 255. They beat Calgary. Trends, runs, streaks.
That's a healthy number for a team in second place in their division.
Yeah. Maple Leafs 37-4, third period overrun. They didn't mess around last night when they were, well, they fell behind 2-0 and then bam, scored 7 and took out Winnipeg. Stars, 12 of the last 13 have gone over in the third period. Golden Knights, 11 in a row in the third period. And it took a minute last night, goal in the first 10. Minute in, Devils 31-7 run, goal in the first 10. And the Avalanche have allowed one goal in the first period in their last 11 games. Subscribe, be part of the team, VSiN.com. Our radio and podcast friends, you always want to see these videos and see the tweets. And a good one here with the dog on a trampoline playing with the kid. Having a good time. He's really getting into it. He's having fun. Somersault, tumbling, trying to keep up with the kid. That's great. Good looking dog, too.
I like the somersaults more than anything else.
Yes. That's
great. Right there you go.
Jumping up and down. Ton of jackpots in town recently. How about Red Rock? in the suburbs of Summerlin. Pigou. Five aces, $12,000. He gets it. I've had four a couple times.
Have you?
But that is good for him.
Do you play Pigou on the regular?
No.
No.
Okay. No.
For me, it's less than once every blue moon.
Hard to find. Getting hard to find now. This is, look at this now. Another jackpot. This was at the California Club downtown. This is the third time a Hawaii resident has hit a progressive and it has a big jackpot. He wins $1.3 million on the Wheel of Fortune. There was a $1.1 and a $300,000 recently. And I think they were all downtown. A friend of ours hit this yesterday. He's on a sick heater with video poker. Ultimate X, the only game in town. Ultimate Crack. He gets the Royale with cheese three times. That is $12,000. He holds three of them. Boom! He gets that sucker for $12,000.
Dealt three on a three times rollover, the multiplier.
Was that last year?
Damn.
Also in the suburbs there where someone was dealt the Royal on 12 times?
Yeah, $2? We posted that
96,000? Just lock it up? Don't have to do anything?
Come on.
I mean, the surprise there.
Come on.
Where it's just, yeah, right. Come on. Lose some. Bucks Nets over. 239 up to 243. You won if you got there early, but also was that was tough, too, because it goes to overtime, and it's 120 to 119. Look at this. This one's great. This isn't great. This Dan's going to have to find a new hobby, or at least Dan can't play on the Strip. There are more than half the casinos on the Strip have triple zero on roulette. Very troubling.
I think the question has to be asked.
God.
When's the first time we're going to see quadruple zero?
Oh, don't say that. No, don't say that. That's, I can't believe that. That's sick. Sick. And it's already happening. The DeGrom news. He has a tight right shoulder. Won't make today's start. And not good. A week out from opening day. And this is the other one, the kiss of death at BetMGM. The Mets are the most bet on team to win the World Series so far. Future tickets, when you see tickets and handle.
Okay, so I was asking earlier if anybody had a prop on innings pitched for DeGrom this year.
Yeah.
Not seeing that anywhere, but people are responding with his season-long K prop and as high as 235.5. Do you not have to go under 235 right now?
Feel good about the Mets.
I think...
Feel good about them.
I would bet... That's not available out here. I can't find it. I would bet that on principle.
Okay. Clippers, couple bad beats. Clippers plus 3.5, led by 16 in Chicago last night in the third quarter. Of course, it goes to overtime and they get beat by 5. DeRozan with 50 in the game. I'll tell you what, they might go down in 5, but it will be exciting.
Oh, it's going to be for sure.
And the Nets, money line, or the 1, the 2, led by 9 with 3 minutes left, lost in overtime, 120 to 119. What a game. Giannis, first guy in history. Back-to-back, what was it, 40 and 10 and 60%? And it's the game-winning free throws, and Durant with a great look at the end, but just rimmed out. Win some, lose some, presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Log in each Friday, get a 20% profit boost on the NHL. Learn more at BetRivers.com. Can you believe the Anaheim Ducks are favored on the road tonight? I guess that's what that tells you a lot about Arizona. They've lost 11 in a row.
Right.
And they're favored.
Do you want to take Arizona?
No.
Don't want to do it? Okay. By the way, now, the Greek freak... Giannis Antetokounmpo is down to like 5-1 to win the MVP. Will he surpass Joel Embiid by the end of the regular season with the odds?
A couple more games like that, or at least 30-15, something like that.
We see it back-to-back at Philly and now at the Nets. Game-winning block.
Coupled in with Philly might sit people.
Yeah.
Yep.
Game-tying three last night. Game-winning free throws last night. He's averaging 42-14 with 6 assists over his last 2 games, shooting 67%. I mean, when you factor in defense, is there anybody even close to him in the NBA? Joker's the favorite right now to win the MVP. I get it. His numbers are awesome offensively. You can't even compare the two defensively.
And the guys that have been out. What's going on here? We're a week away from the season ending. We still don't know who's coming back with these guys. I mean, that's the other thing. Murray is 2 weeks shy of a year tearing the ACL. Porter is 4 months out from surgery. With that, George is coming back. That's still nothing on Kawhi. There's other guys, too. I mean, when are these guys coming back?
Well, at least the Nuggets...
Or you're just going to rule... Or you either rule them out or tell me there's a chance.
The Nuggets players have been warming up during shoot-arounds.
Yeah.
I'd say that's pretty good progress.
See that video yesterday?
Hastings? Scott Hastings.
How good was that?
It was so good.
Hey, I see Green shooting behind you. You going to play tonight? Let me ask him.
He's live on TV doing a report. And they're like, hey, do you have any idea if Green's going to play? He's like, hold on a second. Turn around. He's like, hey, you playing tonight? Guy's like, no. He turns around. No, not playing. And that took off because every fantasy player and every bettor's like, every reporter in the world should do the same thing.
That's right.
That was awesome.
Walk right up to him. Yeah, this is getting good. Go ahead. I was going to run down this. Go ahead. You go.
I wanted to get this tweet because we're getting feedback a bunch today. So on Twitter, if Kansas is smart, they're going to pick up full court from the tip. Hardest part's going to be playing this style without fouling.
Yeah.
Nova has struggled late in games with full court pressure, and that's with their full lineup. Add in fatigue. Final sentence, is Kansas smart?
Yeah. Concur. No depth. I would agree with you.
Yeah.
Celtics now $2 to win the Atlantic. Utah minus 250. Utah and Denver tied.
I need Denver to win this game tonight.
20 to 1. Denver's got to beat Minnesota tonight.
You know that.
In Minnesota, it's pretty much nothing to play for, though. I mean, they're going to get the 7. The Clippers are going to get the 8. We know that.
Mm-hmm.
So, Denver, at 20 to 1, not that long ago to win the division. This is real because they only have one road game left.
Okay, Paul, did you see this at all nationally? We talked about hedging these Nuggets division bets. I have them at 20 to 1 to win that division. The best I could find in town yesterday, I think, was $1.85, and there was only, I think, one or two spots that had it available. So I never even hedged.
Really? What are you waiting for?
I'm not going to do it. I'm not doing it. I'm
going to
let it ride it out.
You're letting it ride.
I'm betting the T-Wolves plus 4 tonight. That's a play
tonight. Oh, you're going to do that. All right.
But points bet, it was pointed out to me that they were offering the Jazz as low as minus 115 yesterday.
Oh, mama.
That's a 70-cent difference compared to what I could find here in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
I certainly would have nailed $1.15.
Yeah. A lot of big spreads tonight. We'll run it down with ER coming up. But Miami and Milwaukee, 28 losses. Boston and Philly, 30 losses. Chicago and Toronto, 32 losses each, the 5 and 6 seed. And 8, 9, and 10 have the same record. Dallas and Golden State tied for the 3. Utah and Denver tied for the top of the division, and that'd be the 5 seed.
I got another one.
It's like 5 games left.
Look at the guards. If you want to count DeRozan as a guard this year, he's played more forward, but if he's a guard, who's going to miss out on the first two teams All-NBA? DeRozan, if he's guard, Trae Young, Luka, Booker, and Ja. Only 4 of them can make the first two teams All-NBA.
Oh, Trae Young out.
Oh, that's what I would say, too, but if... Yeah. Tourney Madness continues this week at BetRivers with 3 new missions for the final round of games. It's your last chance to score a free bet during the tournament. Go to BetRivers.com or the BetRivers Sportsbook app to check out the final missions and enjoy final games of the tournament. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details. Make your best bets this weekend with BetRivers. Aaron Rennie, dynamite on the NBA up next. Does he think LeBron's going to play tonight for the Lakers?
VSEN, the sports betting network.
Wendy's Breakfast, the official breakfast of March Madness. Choose from their stack starting lineup, the Breakfast Baconator, the croissant. Save room for the OJ. Get that to go. The perfectly seasoned breakfast potatoes. They fill that sucker up. A lot of potatoes. Make a fast break to your nearest Wendy's drive-thru. Pick up your Wendy's Breakfast, the official breakfast of March Madness. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's. Time for the NBA. With NBA expert Aaron Renning at ER Sports 1 on Twitter. Before we get to your plays, are you getting a sense, a feel of how some teams will treat the final week of the regular season in terms to who they want to play, who they want to avoid?
Hey, guys, thanks for having me. Yeah, it's really intriguing. I think that East is really fascinating because, you don't know exactly where Brooklyn's going to land, but I mean, pretty obvious, in that Eastern Conference, you want to stay out of the 2 spot because that's where you'd probably match up with the Nets in the first round. So Miami, Milwaukee, Boston, Philadelphia, all kind of jockeying for that. Milwaukee right now the 2nd, but I would think in the Eastern Conference you would want the 1 first, then you would probably want it kind of depends. I would much prefer to play the Bulls rather than Toronto. So yes. I would be in the 1, I would be in the four, then I'd be in the three, and then I'd want the two. And, you know, these teams would have to think about that. But, you know, the Bucks haven't shown and home court, these teams just don't play for home court advantage certainly as much as they used to, you know, 5-10 years ago. I think home court advantage for the four to the five is very important, but you know, the Bucks are not going to go all out here or Boston to try to get that one seed, I don't think.
Okay. Let's get into excuse me. Let's get into Paulie. Go ahead.
You're right. Okay. Let's talk about the card tonight. You bet Minnesota, and it appears they look like they'll be locked into the seven, although I guess there's some hope if Utah would implode. State your case for the T-Wolves tonight in Denver as the numbers moved.
Yeah, I mean, again, you're trying to get in the head and try to get some trickiness with all these games, where they fall, where they land. But, you know, Minnesota off a couple of losses here, but two teams that I really like. You know, they lose to Toronto and Boston in Toronto and in Boston. So certainly no shame in that. They had a couple of games against Dallas before that and Phoenix. So it's been a much tougher schedule for the T-Wolves, but this has definitely been a bet-on team for me that I've played quite a bit this year. And Denver, I just can't get a great read on this team. They just regress from a defensive standpoint. Hard to buy in. I mean, just allowing a lot of points. Kind of this soft schedule of late at Indiana. They catch Charlotte in a back-to-back. Good win for them, but Oklahoma City before that. So, again, I think Minnesota was just kind of the better team here, plus the points.
Okay. Milwaukee at home to the Clippers. Both teams off on a back-to-back and both teams off overtime.
Yeah, I mean, this is kind of a fascinating matchup. And, you know, the Clippers are a team that really, you know, you can kind of read in between the lines. You know, they were locked in this Western Conference. I mean, they've been locked for 2 weeks pretty much into that eighth spot. You know, as far as the play-in game scenario. So
yeah.
I don't feel like this team has really given that much of an effort. Great win from behind the other night against Utah. But to fall down last night in overtime and lose that lead to the Bulls. But, you know, the Clippers are a team that has sat guys in the past. They're very conservative. So I could see them sitting a lot of guys here. I mean, Paul George, you know, interesting to see if he'll play off about 32 minutes last night. But the Clippers known to sit all these veteran guys. And again, the Bucks, yes, are they playing for this one seed? Mm-hmm. But they've sat Giannis in a lot of these spots going back the last couple of years. You know, they sat Holiday earlier in the week. So I'd be surprised if Giannis comes back and plays. You know, again, all out. And beating Philadelphia all out and beating Brooklyn already this week. Clippers actually, Bucks blew out the Clippers in L.A. earlier this year. So I would expect plenty of guys to sit here. I tell you what, watching Giannis and the Bucks so far, really this week and throughout the year, I bet against the Bucks quite a bit. You know, but as this team turns it on and gets ready to the playoffs, as of right now, I don't see I would make the Bucks certainly the favorite. Yep. I'm not sure any team's going to beat Giannis this year.
Yep. Yep. Totally agree. Does the same thing apply tonight?
And Mitch, and Mitch, his shot is much better. I mean, his shot is improving. Mm-hmm. You don't really see it in the numbers, but, you know, at least a little bit more smooth from years past.
That three last night was beautiful to tie the game.
Yeah.
You think the same thing applies tonight, what you just ran down, guys sitting here, Grizzlies, Suns now. Suns favored by 7, but we could see, you know, a lower scoring game between these two.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, again, just kind of a tough read. I mean, I've tried to bet against this Phoenix Suns team coming down the stretch, and I haven't had a lot of success. But, I, you know, of course, both teams really locked into the one, the two seed in the Western Conference. Phoenix continues to play a number of those guys, but, you know, Memphis has certainly punted on this game, essentially their whole starting lineup. We know Ja has been out, but the rest of the starting lineup out for this team as well. So, you know, Memphis, you know, they haven't missed a beat when they've sat these guys, even Morant. But, boy, you would think it's going to be hard to muster the points, I would say, tonight. And some of these bench guys are certainly more defense than offense. So it would seem like a decent spot to bet this game under the total.
Okay. So it's early here. We have, you know, a good 12 hours before tip-off. Huge game, though, for the Lakers. LeBron obviously did not play last night. Same thing with AD. What are you expecting with those two players tonight? How are you approaching betting this game as well?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting because you kind of, you know, the Lakers flipped the switch. I don't know how capable they are of that. I mean, just a tough situation. You know, the trouble you have, and Davis is really going to help with that, but, you know, what's really startling is this team has just quit on defense over the last couple of weeks. And when you see that in a team, boy, it's just, for me, until you see something different, it's very hard to bet on that team. But, I mean, the points allowed here for the Lakers, you know, 122, 128, 116, 126, 120, 127, just no defense whatsoever. Now, some of that from a personnel perspective, but, you know, it's especially troubling. You would certainly expect Davis to play. I would say LeBron probably a little bit more questionable with that ankle, but you would think he would give it a go here. I didn't do anything from a total standpoint. I would expect if these guys are announced in that you might see some Lakers playback, which we've seen certainly when LeBron has been announced in. But, I you know, again, it's no guarantee he plays. But I would probably going to be on the Pelicans for a little something here, no matter what.
Okay. How about this, ER? A 31-45 team in the Spurs is laying 15 points tonight against Portland.
Yeah, I have to say this. You know, the market has done, kind of almost gone overboard to a certain extent as far as, these tanking teams that have totally quit. They've done a good job, you know, as far as making these numbers. I mean, you saw the Pelicans favored in Portland the other night. What, 13 got bet up to 14. They win by 10.
Yep.
It's a little bit of the same scenario. You know, earlier in the week, I think I laid 6.5, 7 with the Spurs in Houston. And, you know, the Spurs were, you know, kind of had control in that game. Mm-hmm. But, you know, Houston made a run at the end and eventually covered the number. I mean, Portland is absolutely awful. They're not trying to win. You know, I made the number 15. Spurs have been a team that I just have not been able to trust, especially laying big points. So I stayed away. Again, a good job of making a number here, I think.
Okay. Great job, Aaron. He's on Twitter, at ER Sports One. Aaron Renning, one of the very best at betting the NBA. Thanks for the time today. Good luck tonight and this weekend.
All right. Good to be with you guys. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. A lot of movement. That game moved 4 points. Pelicans now favored from the opener. Totals come down 4 points. There was a 4-point move on the Wizards total, taking on Dallas. Pistons up to 5. Thunder not playing anybody, right? Winners and whiners. Chris King has done it again. Incredible ROI lately. Need to check out his show. Next airing is later today, 2 p.m. Eastern, on Winners and Whiners YouTube channel. He's giving his audience some plays tonight. He's red hot. You get the his plays, text VSiN to 320-350-3500. Text VSiN to 320-350-3500.
Talking about first-team All-NBA and second-team All-NBA, and who's going to miss out from the guards, Duke of the South points out Trae Young leads the league in combined points and assists. Somebody can't make it.
Yeah, but his defense is a matador defense. It's up there. I mean, it has to
and if,
play a
like,
role.
Again, I would preface it by saying if DeRozan qualifies as the guard compared to a forward, I don't think he's going to. I think he played more forward than guard this year.
How about Atlanta stunk this year,
too? That's another thing. You can't leave DeRozan off the first two, then.
Yeah.
Can't.
I mean, the Bulls' struggles coincided with all the injuries. Trae Young, they have no excuse.
I'm bored. Yeah. Whoever came up with the idea that the media, by selecting these guys to the top three teams, will dictate which players get the Supermax.
Yes.
One of the worst ideas I've ever heard in my entire life.
Absolutely.
Cannot have that happen.
And then with the positions, how?
Oh,
absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Absolutely.
We'll recap our in-pocket plays and tell you what we're on for tonight and this weekend coming up next.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to callshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50.
There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you, something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
The quarterback was on coke. If his girlfriend was not,
these games are a burial, a blowout, a human lock. You can bet your children's, unborn children's children on these games.
I was so good that whenever I bet, I could change the odds for every bookmaker in the country.
All right, time for what we're betting. In pocket plays. Should have been stronger on that Pistons game yesterday.
Oh.
That made no sense.
Oh.
So, My apologies for that. I did bet him, never had him in pocket. But the Sixers laying 10 on the road against the Pistons, who are now, what, 16-0-2 covering games?
As a dog.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Okay, so pending this weekend and into Monday night, we'll see national title, Duke 14-1 to win the championship. I did bet Kansas -4 against Villanova early in the week. I anticipated this number to go up a little bit more, and they can maybe buy back in game, hoping for a middle, that kind of a deal. It really hasn't moved that much. 4.5 now, basically, across the board. And I ran this down a little earlier. I could do it again here. Duke and North Carolina. I'm betting, and I did already, the Duke first half over 71 for the game, 151. So Duke is 170th in pace. North Carolina is number 39. But when North Carolina plays teams this year, when they played teams, I should say, with top 15 offenses, and Duke is number 1 overall in offense, the combined scores in their games, 179, 177, 175, 167 twice, 154, and 139. The average in those seven games, 165.4. The median, 167. They also had 69 and 75 possessions against Duke, 78 against Baylor, went to overtime, 77 against Purdue, and 72 against Kentucky. I anticipate this game having around 70 possessions, give or take, between like 68 and 72, let's say. That's the case. I know it's in the Superdome and backdrops, you know, et cetera, maybe not easy based on history. But with these two teams and the way they play against good offenses and with the pace, yeah, I like it over them both.
All right. Good breakdown.
There's one more. Yep. I'm sorry.
Yeah, this free three-pointer?
Yeah. I'm not going to have this in pocket because it's only at Circa, I believe. But Circa has it, and you can bet, obviously, outside of Las Vegas. They have it in other states as well. How about Jermaine Samuels' first three tomorrow for Villanova? Here's the reason why. He's made a three in every game in the tournament. I made two in one game. And going back, like earlier this whole month, he's made three a couple of times. When you look at Kansas from downtown in the tournament, 6 of 16 against Creighton, 2 of 14 against Providence, 5 of 14 against Miami. They're not exactly hitting at a high rate here or shooting a ton of threes anyway. Villanova will shoot threes. He's 12-1 to make the first three-pointer. I'll take that.
All right. Very good. Under 1.5 buzzer beaters still pending. It'll be a winner after Saturday. One seed to win the title. No minus 130. I like Kansas. Kansas laying 4.5 in pocket. Bruce making the case for that game. First half under 61.5.
He called for like 8-8 at the under 12.
Yeah, he might be right. In pocket presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Check out their daily specials posted afternoon Eastern at BetRivers.com. Updated numbers. Bet Rivers. Lakers to make the playoffs. Yes is 7-1 now.
Oh man. And the no was 16-1 to begin the season.
Yep. Whew. The Nets have come down. The Nets to make the playoffs. Yes minus 480. It was 950 a week ago. No home court advantage to speak of there.
Oh, that is, it's far from certain that they're going to make the playoffs.
Yes. Three-way tie now. 8-9-10. Cavs are plus 175 to miss. I think that's a good bet.
I bet them along with the Bulls to be in the play-in tournament. I got the Cavaliers when they were like plus two. That was a small bet, plus two.
Look at the standings. What if they face the Nets? It'll be at home, but that's between the injuries and, plus 175 to miss.
So of those four right now, 7-10, who makes it, who misses?
Boy, it's tough. Well, the Nets would beat the Cavs, and then I would lean Hawks over the Hornets.
And then Cavaliers against the Hawks?
Yeah.
I like the way the Hawks are playing right now.
At least the Cavs would get two at home. Ugh.
I mean, the Cavaliers could go from on the precipice of winning their division for like 4 months this year to missing the playoffs. That stinks that happens.
I know.
By the way, I'm totally with ER. Bulls have had a great season. They're entertaining as hell. I would much rather play the Bulls in the first round of the playoffs than the Raptors.
Oh, absolutely. What are we at now? They're 2-18 or something when they face an opponent with a better record?
Yeah, but I do think that's a little misleading because they had guys out for a bunch of those games.
Minnesota-Denver totals up to 240. How about that? Joker is now 230 to win the MVP. 230.
That moved quickly, man.
Yep. Freak is 5-1 at Bet Rivers.
Can Freak pull this off? Is he going to have this kind of a season?
I don't think so. Not enough time.
And not win the MVP or the Defensive Player of the Year?
Yes.
It's possible he's going to lose out on both?
Right. This is a big tonight for
Freak. Can I say this about the MVP real quick? I hate this talking point and this narrative of, they don't want to give it to him back-to-back years. And that goes for Joker or like for the Freak. Well, he's won it twice already. He can't win it three times in the last. The best player is the best player. The most valuable player is the most valuable player.
Yeah, I know, but they didn't do that with Jordan. Jordan should have won it every year.
They didn't do it with LeBron probably either.
Did Kobe only win one?
One, that's it.
Kobe won one MVP.
Kobe played 20 years. You're telling me in only 1 year he was the most valuable player in the entire league?
Oh, man.
It doesn't matter who it's for. If he's the most valuable player in the league, give it to the guy.
Yeah, come on. They gave it to the mailman 1 year over Jordan.
They gave it.
I mean, come on.
Steve Nash was really good. They gave it to him twice back to back.
Over Shaq.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this year, like the whole thing about voters were very slow to come around to Joker last year. Same thing this year, and the market kind of telling you the same thing. If the guy deserves the MVP, give him the damn MVP. Or the same thing with Freak. Whatever. I don't care how many times the guy's won it before. There should be no such thing as voter fatigue. That's nonsense.
You got a team total on the Celtics? Love that. They're playing Indiana tonight. They're laying 14.5, 226.
Ugh.
I mean, have you... We talked about it briefly the other night, other show, other day. Hello, it's early. But what Indiana's given up defensively, oh my God. 125, 132, 131, 133. 135, 131, 127, 133. These are in the losses, and they get their asses kicked tonight. I mean, this Celtics team total.
120.5.
You got? Yeah,
that's what it is. Okay. Yeah.
A lot of big spreads today, too. But this Laker game tonight, all right? Red, get busy living, get busy dying. This is it if they lose tonight. Between the Spurs playing Portland a couple times, you blew that game Sunday when you led by 23, and then you have Denver, Phoenix, and Golden State coming up after that. Maybe they catch a break because these teams lay down. They have nothing to play for. That certainly is in play, too. But if I'm those teams, I want them out, right? I don't want to see LeBron. I don't want to see LeBron and AD. Kick them while they're down.
If you're who, though?
Anybody. I don't want to see them.
If
they do play the Suns, I don't want to see them if I'm the Suns. Come on. You think the Suns won't beat the Pelicans? I mean, come on. I don't want to take that chance that LeBron James could drop 40 on my head. I don't want to see that.
I'm fine with it. I'm fine. The rest of the team is no good. I'm not afraid of the Lakers for 2 seconds.
Well, but the other teams that are out there.
How about that report from Windhorst, what he was saying?
Which was what?
Typical with LeBron now, after 4 years, he becomes exhausting, wears a team out, and they realize, uh-oh, now we're completely stuck in the future and it's time to move on. Pointed out, like, this is who he is. It's what he's done now pretty much his whole career.
Yeah. Well, the Anthony Davis thing really, really messed things up.
Of course.
Really messed it up. It was just so simple. I'm going to hand you the baton, and then can't do it. Can't stay healthy. Bam!
What do you
got?
Got
the deck 5. Ah, Christ.
5 is...
You got me. Imagine if you lose. War. We're going to war.
Oh, okay. 6.
Oh, same suit, too.
Right in your eye.
Huh? All right.
Right in your eye.
You know, some of these places have the side bets with the blackjack.
Yeah.
And if you get 6, 7, 8,
yeah,
it pays like 20 to 1.
Yeah.
40 to 1.
Three cards straight like that?
Yeah.
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 Does it have to be all suited?
No.
No. Okay. Just the straight?
Sevens. Yeah. But that's that game on the strip. I think that's that guy hit that blazing sevens, whatever it's called on the strip, and went over $1 million. He was playing blackjack. He got sevens. The dealer had a seven, same suit. It's like a seven of diamonds. Guy won like $1.5 million, whatever it was.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
Is that what it was?
That's a progressive they have on the strip.
Wow.
Sizzling sevens, I think. Whatever it is. With some crazy blackjack side.
Well, they have so many games, you can't keep up with them anymore.
Yeah, there are. Yeah.
When you walk by all of them, like, hey, what's this new flashy thing over here? No idea. Bob Dancer was evidently video poker legend. He was over here at Circa Bar a couple weeks ago. He saw the progressives. They got super high.
Yeah.
And
I think he locked up 3 machines at the same time.
At the same time, probably, yeah.
Yeah,
good old Bobby.
Bob, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Bob, what's your IQ? Hi.
Hi. We'll leave it at that.
That's what he said.
How many royal flushes? Yeah. I lost more than 2,000. I have no idea.
Man.
How many hours do you think he spent playing video poker in his career?
Yeah. I tell you, I'm looking forward to Monday. Adam Chernoff's on. Huge
Great.
Day in Canada.
Yes, it is.
He'll run it down. He'll go over some win totals, the offseason moves in the NFL. He is not a fan of the overtime change either. So I'm looking forward to it.
Monday's going to be great. Yep. Enjoy the weekend.
Rules are just like.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50.
There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take more control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.